Brian.
Sorry, I was muted. We're on to the Pacifica Radio Archive budget. The motion from the committee appears on page 12 of your agenda packet under Appendix H. The committee recommended approval of this budget with the following proviso, quote, in order to replenish its reserve, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted effective January 1st, 2016, or cut an equivalent amount of spending. If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and the CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head. And before I even get into presenting it, obviously January 1st, 2016 was a while ago. I'd like to propose amending that to May 1st, if there's no objection.
Is there any objection to making that amendment in the language?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to making that amendment in the language? Okay, Brian, could you continue?
Yeah, the Pacific Radio Archive has two sources of funds. So one is dues that are paid by the station, two principal sources of funds. One is dues that are paid by the stations, and the second is the coordinated national fund drives that they put on the air. So they have a combination of the problems that our stations are facing and that the national office is facing. They are not getting timely payment of dues from all the stations. And more significantly, they're getting diminishing returns. They're getting dropping daily totals on their national fund drive days. This budget that the Pacifica Radio Archive presented assumes that they will do 4 days of on-air fundraising and that those 4 days will be carried by all five stations. It's 2 days in November, 1 day in April, 1 day in August. I don't believe the 1 day in April happened. It is not clear to me whether the stations have agreed to carry that much national fundraising or if it would conflict with their local fundraising plans. And what kind of donor fatigue problems the archives might run into with that much fundraising. In fiscal year 2015, so this is last year, the archives fund drive goals were too optimistic, and because of that, they wound up running a deficit of $80,000. That's where their reserve went. So we thought, given that the money coming in for dues is unpredictable, and the money budgeted to come in from on-air fund drives is based on an amount of fundraising that they've never done in 1 year before, they need to make an effort to either cut their costs or raise additional money from other sources. And our target on that is $3,000 a month. That's our recommendation. Right now, what Sam reported to the National Finance Committee, I believe, was that the national offices had to assist the archive with making payroll this month.
Okay, any discussion on the archives budget?
Yes.
Who is that?
Pinchback.
Yeah, Pinchback.
My question is, the $3,000 figure, when you assess that, is that based on, you know, what they actually have in terms of, you know, in terms of revenue coming in, or is that an attempt to set a goal of $3,000? That's a lot of money, I'm thinking, coming from the archives on a monthly basis. If they haven't had it in the past, what gives an indication that they'll have it in the future?
Yeah, I mean, so it's less than the savings that they would make, for instance, from cutting one of their positions. Right? I think the committee didn't want to say cutting is your only option. Brian DeShays is a very resourceful fundraiser. If you can get the money somewhere else, get it somewhere else. But what you can't do is just kick the can and not deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So cut it or raise it, but don't do nothing.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions? Any discussion on the archives budget? Okay. Is there any objection to approving the archives budget as amended? Okay, without objection.
Serene? Just a point that has been made previously, and it's, again, not an objection to the budget, but for a period of time, for a significant amount of time, most of the archive's life, I believe, the archive was not seen as a fundraising operation, because unlike the stations which have a direct access to the listenership, the archives do not have direct access. And it has been presented and should be considered when we go into the next year's budget, whether in addition to central services, and of course we should find a way to make the payments happen as they should, whether or not the archives should have a heavy fundraising responsibility, or whether we need to find other ways to fund it, whether in collaboration with other institutions or whatever the case may be. Just something to think about. Thanks.
Okay. Any objection to the archives budget? Okay. Approved without objection. Brian, next item.
So next up is the...
Wait, one moment, Janet. Approved as amended.
Yes.
So next up is the KPFK budget. The motion language appears on page 13 of your agenda. The budget document was attached to Janet's email with the agenda for this meeting and the several preceding meetings. The motion from the Finance Committee recommends approval of the budget with two provisos. One, that the restoration of staff hours be contingent upon and proportional to the achievement of fundraising goals in the budget. Two, prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval, KPFK management shall correct transmitter rent expense to be in line with the prior year and update direct mail expense to reflect the cost of its budgeted mail drive. Like several of the other budgets, those changes were not made to this version of the budget, the version that's in front of you right now. A little background on KPFK. Partway through last year, because KPFK had a growing deficit, management there took all full-time staff down to half-time, which resulted in a large immediate cost savings of about $50,000 per month. And in the budget, we're initially proposing to restore everybody to full time, hoping they would have caught up on some bills. I think the committee was concerned about just taking everybody out to full time without more demonstrated results from fundraising. Right now, KPFK is at 80% time, the formerly full-time staff at KPFK, which is what's in the budget. They have been keeping up with their bills, but not catching up on old bills that are owed, for instance, the national office. We don't yet have reports on how long their fund drives have gone and whether they have been running longer than budgeted in order to raise their goals, which is the first indicator of listener fatigue and a potential problem. In any case, I would recommend the same thing we did with KPFT. Strike the words prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval. So we'll just direct them to make that change to their budget. I think we should dispose of that before we take a stack.
Okay, he's making amendment to the language. Is there any objection to that language, amended language?
Brian, would you repeat that, please?
It's to strike the first clause of Proviso 2. Strike the words prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval. Do you need me to type it, or is that enough for you?
Nancy, point of information.
OK, Okay, Nancy, I'll get you. Let me make sure that Janet get it right for the record. Janet, you understood what Brian was saying?
Well, pretty much, but if he would just email it, that would be great. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Nancy, what's your question?
Sorry, could you explain again the effect of this amendment to the proviso?
The Finance Committee, I think you were there, Nancy, the Finance Committee wanted KPFK management to make a couple tweaks to the budget before it got to the National Board.
Right.
Because the transmitter rent expense looked off, and the direct mail expense didn't seem to be reflecting the cost of a mail fund drive that KPFK was budgeting revenue from.
Okay.
KPFK, you know, for whatever reason, KPFK did not make and submit those revisions.
Okay.
So they still haven't been made to the budget that's in front of us. So we're just changing the language so that the National Board is asking for those revisions instead of the Finance Committee asking for them.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, Michael, I think you on the stack.
I think two things which come out of our last LSB meeting. The first is...
Wait, one moment. Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
Was that amendment approved, or are we discussing that amendment?
No, I asked without objection. There was no objection.
Okay.
No, approved.
Thank you. Sorry.
Michael.
So I just send people two things from our LSB meeting. The first is the general manager's report, in which she details some of the shortfalls that have come in from the attempts to do a quiet drive, so that they're proposing additional days of on-air fundraising after discussion with the staff. And basically, I can look for it in your email, but it essentially calls for 18 days in May, 28 days in part of June and July, and 14 days at the end of August to raise additional money on air to balance out the fiscal year. And in addition, the general manager requested that the LSB ask the PNV for authorization for non-secured loans of up to $80,000 to cover unfulfilled thank you gifts premiums offered to listeners to try to eliminate that backlog and restore greater confidence in our listeners. The LSB did vote to ask the PNV to authorize that. So look at your email, you'll see the GM document and the reference to the motion from the LSB in regards to this and their responses about the questions that Brian raised.
Hey, Deanna?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, this is Janet.
Michael, I'm confused. Were you making a motion or what? I don't, what exactly are you, is your...
Well, the motion would be to ask the PNV to authorize the station to borrow the money to cover fulfilling outstanding premiums because progress has been very slow on completing that. The other part of it is just for informational purposes. Brian had asked about whether we'd be extending 25 days, and the current plan is to add additional days of on-air fundraising. Just a quiet drive that we hope to succeed with for March and April has not been anywhere near successful as it needed to be. So the budget, effective budget, then calls for additional on-air fund drive days during the rest of the fiscal year to achieve a balanced budget.
Janet, point of information.
First of all, I heard Adriana, were you asking a question or were you going on the stack?
I want to go on the stack.
Okay. Janet, what's your question?
So is this, Michael, an amendment to the KPFA budget with two parts? to something about authorizing the station to borrow money and then adding fund drive days. Is that an amendment? Or is it two amendments? I'm confused.
Well, what I'm saying is that the provisional budget does not have as many fund drive days as will in fact be necessary according to the current station planning. So if that requires a change in the budget, then that would have to be built into the rest of the budget from May to August.
Is that an amendment then? Are you just talking? I mean,
I guess that's an amendment.
And what about the borrowing the money? Borrowing money.
It's a separate item from the budget. It's not current expenses.
It's not an amendment. Okay.
Okay.
If I could suggest something.
Brian, what are you suggesting?
Well, we don't have amendment language from Michael. And I don't think we want to start editing a spreadsheet using Robert's rules. We could do one of two things. We could endorse the new fundraising calendar that's in that general manager report. I haven't really had time to look over it. Or we could just, a budget is a plan. It's not a contract. The goal of a budget is to tell you what your benchmarks are. Here's how much you have to raise if you're going to keep operating the way you are. And the implicit assumption with any budget is exactly as Adriana's motion from earlier said, if you fall short, you're going to have to cut somewhere or raise it somewhere else. If KPFK is doing that, it's basically good management. I don't know if it requires a motion if they're already doing it.
Okay. Next person we have on the stack, then, I have Adriana.
Yes.
No, Janet, point of information again.
What's your question, Janet?
So Michael said it was an amendment, and then Brian just made his statement. And so are we discussing Michael's amendment? What's happening with that? And is Adriana going to...
But I wasn't sure if Michael was making that as an amendment. Michael, is that an amendment? I wasn't sure. It wasn't clear. Was he making an amendment or not?
Well, I guess what I'm reporting is that the current management plan at the station, after consulting with the staff, is, as opposed to reducing staff hours further, they're going to attempt to increase the number of fund drive days to reach the goal necessary to maintain the current cut. I mean, nobody has been restored to full time.
So, Brian, you're giving us this information. I don't understand this to be you making an amendment to the budget.
Yeah, it sounds like a report.
So, Michael, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? What's your intention?
I agree with Brian. You can't really revise the spreadsheet in a discussion like this.
I guess we'll take it as a mitigating report.
All right.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes. what I don't understand, I shall heard Michael talking about the general manager asking for an unsecured loan or something like that, and I didn't understand you say something that the LSP vote for or against or didn't vote on that. I didn't understand that because we know obviously that the PNB the LSPs cannot by themselves make those kind of decisions. No NEGM
right.
can obligate, the foundation.
No, the general manager asked the local station board to request the PNB to authorize that, and the LSP did pass a motion requesting the PNB to authorize an unsecured loan of $80,000 that would be paid out at $8,000 plus interest over 10 months if such a loan or loans can be negotiated.
And I'm just a quick response, but did the executive director, did anybody run this by the executive director? I mean, I'm concerned about making a management decision going straight to the PNB without running it by the executive director. I mean, what was
and the CFO
response? And the CFO. So what were their responses to that?
I don't know.
Janet, point of order.
May I finish?
But we're not being asked to vote on the loan, right?
No, I understand him not to be putting it up to be voted on. But that was the question that I think Adriana was asking. So,
yes.
Jack, what's your order?
Nancy to the staff.
Well, the issue of this unsecured loan, what does this have to do with approving the KPFAK budget?
I mean, there was no action item. He was just adding it to it.
And there's like 2 minutes left to this agenda item.
Okay. Adriana, did you finish? And then we'll go to Nancy on the stat.
Yes, that's okay. I want to be sure that we were not voting on that without the CFO and the IED even opinion on this.
Okay.
I want to be sure that, that's it.
Nancy.
I just had a question about the listeners. Do you have commitments from specific listeners to help repay that loan?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
In this proposed loan, do you have... We're still on the loan for the premiums, right? We're still discussing the loan for the premiums for KPFK?
Well, I think that's separate from the budget. Maybe we should finish the budget first and then come to that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'll ask that later then. Sorry.
Okay. Any further discussion on the KPFK budget?
I just wanted to say one thing so there's like full disclosure here. This is Brian. Sorry. Let's wait for the floor.
Yes, Brian.
You know, of all the budgets that we deal with, KPFK is probably the hardest one to track the performance at because the bookkeeping has been very messy. There's been no consistent business manager there for quite some time. It may be that there need to be major structural adjustments at KPFK at some point in the near future. And the fact that it's paying its bills right now does not necessarily mean that it's operating in a healthy way. If you're paying your bills by doubling the length of your fund drive, then you're just on the path of diminishing returns, towards a cliff, basically, where you won't have listeners left to pay anything. That said, we need some kind of budget in place to benchmark performance against. And my understanding is the hire of a permanent business manager is currently underway. So we should have better tools for assessing KPFA's performance in the near future. So I attach a whole lot of caveats and qualifications to this budget, but I still think we should put something in place. And this is the best thing we have.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
The time for this item is up.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I propose a 10-minute extension to approve this one and talk about the last, that is PFW budget, right? Is the only one, Brian?
We did PFW 2 meetings ago.
Okay. Well,
so this is the last one.
Okay. But then nothing. Okay.
Information. If you know Nuan Gaza, join the call.
Yes, I just came on. Thank you.
Okay, we're out of time, so we're going to have to go to a vote on the KPFA budget. Is there any objection to the KPFK budget?
Tony, is there any reason? I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Serene?
Okay. Is there a reason we can't extend now before the vote?
I mean, if you want to make a motion to extend time on this, I mean, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to extend the entire meeting until 10:45 Eastern, which is 24 minutes, sorry.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this meeting to 10:45 Eastern time? Okay. Without objection? So we're back on, is there any objection to the KPFK budget? Okay, without objection, we approve the KPFK budget. Brian, is there anything else you have?
As amended.
I mean, yes, as amended.
You know, I apologize. The Finance Committee actually passed a couple more things Tuesday night. I didn't forward them to the board because I thought there was no chance we'd get this far. But I will definitely get them on our agenda for the next meeting. thank you, everybody, for helping move things along.
I'm sorry.
This was a continuation meeting up on order.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good point.
Are you recognizing me, Tony? Or I'm here.
Yes, I called you. Yes, Serene.
Okay. No. I heard someone else. So I would actually ask that we deal with at least one of the NFC motions right now, the one regarding the development director position.
Janet,
could
point
look
of order.
For it.
Okay. I have the language, and it's only a sentence.
I recognize it will need to. It's actually, I don't know that it needs two-thirds. It's coming from the National Finance Committee as part of the National Finance Committee report. And we're still on that agenda.
I'm sorry. Point of information. Didn't we have the time limit?
We had a time limit, and we were out of time on the Finance Committee report.
I just asked that we extend the meeting.
Yeah, we extended the entire meeting, yes.
Well, Serene, if you wanted us to take it up, you know, it's not on the agenda. You could do it by two-thirds.
Right. I'm not sure that we actually need two-thirds, but okay.
We're at time. You need two-thirds to extend the committee report.
Okey-dokey. I'd like us to bring it up. Is there any chair? Would you see if there's an objection?
Are you making a recommendation to extend the committee time period and bring this subject up? Is that what you're making a recommendation for?
Well, I'm also making a recommendation to
vote on it.
I'm also asking that we extend for other reasons. But yes, I would specifically like the NFC motion with regard to development health risk tonight, if there is no objection.
Janet,
yes.
So we, early on in this meeting, we postponed a motion by Adriana with an across-the-board proviso, and there were 10 minutes reserved at the end of the meeting for that. And so as long as, I think that should come first, and then these others.
Yes, we did postpone Adriana's item till after Brian finished. So we'd have to deal with that first and then deal with it and again.
Actually, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serene.
The extension of Adriana's, Adriana's motion was suggested, it was suggested that that be placed after the NHC report. I'm asking that the NHC report be extended to include the development issue. So assuming we can get two-thirds or even better, no objection to dealing with the development issue, Adriana's motion would come up after that.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Adriana, point of information.
So would that mean then, you know, how long would this item be extended in order to allow for Adriana's motion? 5 minutes?
Mr.
Serene, how much time are you proposing for that?
Well, at the time I proposed it. Okay, it is now 25 after. I propose that we go another 25 minutes up to 10 can go towards the development issue. 10 can go towards Adriana's, as previously discussed, and I would like to give notice of something, which should take all 3 seconds.
Well,
so the call would end at 10:50 Eastern. We would spend 10 minutes now on the NFC's motion with regard to development, 10 minutes on Adriana's proviso, language on all the units, and then I would like to give notice on something, and then whatever else people want to do for the next,
minutes. Spend time on something you like to give notice so that we don't know what you're talking about. I'm a little concerned about that, but how do you want to...
Point of order, Janet. I can give notice at any point by simply asking for the floor. I'm mentioning it because we're talking
about
time.
First of all, we're getting into debate. Let's just do with the extension of time, which is not a debate.
Janet, and then point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
So the meeting was already extended 15 more minutes, so this extending it 25 minutes or whatever, that's out of order. It's already extended.
Yes, we did already vote to extend it to 10:45. All we need to, but Serene, you, we're entertaining a motion for you to extend the Finance Committee report by 10 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And Janet, I'd like to speak to that.
Oh, Jesus.
We can't
Can
speak
we
to that. We have a second to extend the Finance Committee report by 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Somebody second the motion.
Okay,
we don't need development. We've got lots of money. Let's go.
Okay, there's no second to extend the Finance Committee report by 10 minutes.
No, there was a second. I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, okay. Is there an objection to extending the Finance Committee report by 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on extending the Finance Committee report by 10 minutes?
Yes, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
I can't hear you. Brown? Castnave.
Yes.
No.
Sorry, I was on mute.
No. Brown votes yes. Castnave, no. Edwards Kiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback. Oh, Nwangaza. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 7 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Sorry, did you? I think you missed Gammon again.
No, I got his vote.
He voted.
Sorry.
Okay. Chair's not voting, but I think that's 2/3.
That's 7 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions, 1 present not voting.
Okay.
I have a question, please, Tony.
Yes, Rains.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay, so it is now 10:30. We're doing NFC for 10 minutes. Then Adriana has this 10-minute item, which takes us 5 minutes beyond the previous extension. So can we just do all the extensions that are needed now and be done with it? Because we waste time voting.
I mean, I don't recall we set a time, Adriana, time. So I don't know if we
said 10 minutes during
point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
May I finish?
We spent the last 8 minutes discussing this instead of really talking about systems. I mean, we have, I don't know how much patience I will have. We don't have the CFO. We don't have the IED. and we are talking about we don't have money. Nobody has money. We are talking about hiring some more people. I'm sorry, but we keep wasting our time, and I know what will happen. Like always, the important motion that need to be voted on will be out of time.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serene?
Janet?
Point of order or question?
Well, it's kind of a point of order because that wasn't a point of information. But anyway, I love you, Adriana. But can we just make one extension of time instead of having to discuss it constantly?
Well,
I don't even understand why we need it.
Janet?
But Serene, I'm going to go with the orders of the day. We just extended the report for the Finance Committee for 10 minutes, and we're going to go into the Finance Committee report.
Janet?
From there. Yes, Janet.
I move to extend the meeting 10 minutes past whenever this development item is done.
But that's what I was doing. You just forced us into an unnecessary vote.
Can we accept it?
Well, Janet, could you just give us a time you want to extend the meeting? How much?
Okay, I'll say then, since the item, the other item is 10 minutes, then 10:55.
Okay. Is move that we extend this meeting to 10:55. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Without objection? Okay. We extend it to 10:55. We'll now go to the Finance Committee since we had another 10 minutes on that. Okay, Brian?
So I just want to clarify the motion that Serene was referring to was a direct request from the National Finance Committee to management. It wasn't specifically for the PNB to take up, but it reads as follows. The NFC requests that the CFO and ED present a proposal to engage a national development consultant. The proposal should include, one, the proposed consultant's qualifications and experience, two, the proposed scope of work, deliverables, and timeline. And three, the estimated cost and recommended source of funds. And this was based on an oral report by the CFO that the management of all the units were in agreement that they needed someone at the national level working on development, that person would probably be more effective on several fronts than people could be locally. But basically, we just asked management to come up back with a detailed proposal about what the person would do and how much they would cost and what the goals would be so that we could make a recommendation. The PNB could make the same request as the PNB. It would certainly get taken more seriously then.
Janet,
we're not asking the PNB to authorize anything at this point.
Okay.
Janet.
Yes, Janet, what's your...
Yes, I move to table this motion until the CFO and IED can be consulted on this.
Okay, is there a second?
What? No.
Is there a second to table this item? To the CFO and the CFO, is there a second to that? But technically,
point of information?
Let me just, there's really nothing on, Brian didn't make any, there is no motion on the table to table, actually, technically. There's nothing to table, actually. He just
so what is the information?
Yes, Adriana.
I heard at the beginning that I just heard what Brian said, and I obviously, even when I couldn't talk, I heard the National Finance Committee going to that. But I don't know, because Serene wants to talk about this issue, and I don't know if her intention is to pass this motion like Brian said, like a more serious request for the IED and CFO. I don't know what the intention of this is. I want to know that.
Well, all I can say is there's no motion on the floor. There's no action item on the floor that we have.
I'm sorry. This is Serene who asked that... it be put onto the agenda. So how do you declare that there's no item without my having been able to speak?
I mean,
Brian read it.
No, Serene, what you put on the agenda is to extend the Finance Committee, and we extended the Finance Committee. Serene, could you please let me finish? Okay? You put on the floor to extend the Finance Committee. Brian reported on the Finance Committee, and he didn't have any action items. So what I'm saying, at this point in time, there is no action item on the floor. That's all I'm saying.
May I speak?
Yes.
I specifically asked the time be extended for the NFC. There actually are other motions from the NFC that could be brought, but I specifically asked that time be extended so that this motion could be voted on by the PNB. So how do you determine that there's nothing on the floor?
That's correct. Your intention was to extend it so that you can entertain this motion, but there is no motion on the floor, Serene. So I'm saying at this point, there is no motion or action item on the floor.
Allow me to make the motion.
Well, when we recognize you and get on the stack, if you want to make a motion, but I just want to clarify the motion that Janet made, which is the table. I'm telling Janet there was nothing to table, actually.
We didn't have a second, so it's... Okay, can we just move forward now?
So... Is there any further discussion, Serene? What is it your... you had a motion?
The motion is that the CFO and IED present a proposal to engage a national development consultant. The proposal should include, and it's the same three items just read, so I don't need to read it again. But I can't.
Janet, point of order.
First of all, is there a second to that motion?
Brian, a second.
Okay, yeah.
Point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
I thought this was the NFC part of the agenda, so the motions would have to come from the NFC, not from individual directors. Am I incorrect?
No, there's no rule on that. He's just doing his report. The director can make a motion at any time relevant to that subject matter. There's no rule that bar a director from making a motion.
Okay, then...
So we have that motion is on the floor that Serene just made, and we'll now take a stack on that.
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I would like to table that motion.
Okay. Is there a second to table this motion?
Yes.
There's a second to table the motion? I don't think that's a debatable motion. We'll go to a vote. Is there an objection? I assume there is an objection to table it.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll to table this item?
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. No. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. One moment.
I have a question here.
Yes, I want to change my vote.
Okay, we have someone who's changing their vote.
Yeah, I want to, this is Gammon. I want to vote no.
Okay.
This is Brian. I'll switch to no as well.
Okay.
One moment. I have 4 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting. Okay.
That fails.
We'll now go to discussion on this item. Is there any discussion on this issue?
Very brief.
Who is this?
From me, anyway. This is Serene.
Serene?
Okay. So I think we agree universally. Well, first of all, it's great that our management is actually thinking and working and mobilizing and could find agreement on this point. And while we may not always agree with them, I certainly want to support this thrust towards getting someone who can focus on development work, because we cannot continue to hit our listeners with fundraising. At this point, some stations are almost doing it for half the year. We can't survive that way. There's money. There is still money available. There's still money available without strings, and it is available off air. Let's get a trained professional who isn't trying to do three or four other things at their stations to focus on getting us the money that we need to build the listenership that we must have in order to fulfill the mission. It's a
Janet,
it's not saying go hire someone right now. It's saying think it over, decide what we want, come back with ways to fund it.
Okay, could I tie
Janet? Adriana.
So we all on this time, and who else we had on the stack?
Adriana and Adriana.
I had Adriana, then Janet.
Okay. My point is, I agree that we need to do something. The only thing that's why I didn't want to talk during 2 minutes about this issue, because we are talking that we cannot pay the auditors. We are really at fault with a bunch of situations, and then we keep pushing an issue that we know that we cannot resolve now without the CFO and the IED and the National Finance Committee already asked for something like this. I understand what we are trying to do, but please, can we really be serious and understand that we don't have the money to do any of that? If somebody come up with the money and we can pay what we owe, then we can, I hope that we can hire. But we need to be serious. Please. I mean, we max out our credit. We are sinking this foundation. Please, be serious. Thank you.
Janet?
Yes. Aside from what Adriana said, there is a hire freeze also. What was discussed in the Finance Committee was paying somebody $15,000 over a three-month period, which what would that result in? So where would that money come from also? This is not the right time to look at this, as far as I'm concerned. And we do need to raise money, but I would not support this now.
Okay.
Nancy to the staff.
Okay. We have Brian and Nancy. And I would like to know where we're with time, but Brian and Nancy.
Yes, we're about up. Time is about up for the 10 minutes.
I don't know what that means, about up. Where are we with time?
Well, it's up. It is up for 10
minutes. Motion to extend for 5 minutes, Nancy.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
Yeah. No. Jeff.
Yes. We have 10 minutes remaining in the entire meeting, and we said we'd give it to Adriana.
Okay.
Exactly.
We have an objection.
Motion.
So we extend
I'd like
both.
To amend my motion to extend for 5 minutes and extend the meeting for 5 minutes as well.
Extend the meeting for 15. I'm sorry.
Well, it's already extended for 10, but another additional 5 minutes.
You're moving to extend the meeting to what did we vote on? It was Janet originally.
To 10:55, and I don't think you can
11.
Combine extending
okay,
an item and a minute and a meeting at the. May I finish? I'm sorry.
No,
please don't interrupt. Please don't interrupt.
Everybody stop.
Chair.
Janet, let Janet
chair.
Get her point.
No.
Yes.
Ask her for a point of information.
Please. Chair, may I?
But
chair.
Let Janet finish her point, and then we get back to the Janet, could you wrap up what's your point?
She didn't ask for the stack.
Chair, may I, please?
She did ask for the stack. We recognized her. Let her finish her point.
It's a point
Janet.
Of order.
I do not believe that you can have a motion to extend an item and a meeting at the same time.
Okay. So we'll get back. Nancy was making a motion. So, Nancy, could you tell us what your extension was?
I vote to extend the meeting until 11 o'clock.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending the meeting to 11 o'clock?
It means that you lose my 10 minutes?
No, I assume we would. We only would still, we want to get to Adriana's item, so.
Well, it's exactly what we are talking about.
That gives you 15 minutes.
No, I think that you need to look at your watch again.
Okay.
We are 10 minutes from the German time.
It's been
moved
that we extend the meeting to 11. Is there, has been an objection, Madam Secretary? Can you call a roll on that?
Bethune.
But there was an objection.
There was an objection.
Bethune.
Is there any objection to extending to 11? Okay, there's no objection to extending to 11 o'clock.
I make another motion to extend the National Finance Committee meeting 5 minutes.
No. Item, yeah.
Nancy?
Okay, you want to extend the Finance Committee report, the discussion we're having, to 5 minutes, folks?
Yes. Three.
I'm sorry?
3 minutes. We'll give you 10 minutes left till 11 o'clock.
Okay. Nancy,
okay,
you have a problem with 3 minutes?
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, is there any objection extending this item for 3 minutes? Okay, no objection. Okay, we had Brian and then Nancy on the stack. We got 3 minutes. Brian.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, you know, this motion is not greenlighting spending any money, right? It's asking national management to refine a proposal. And I think there is something to the principle that you have to spend money somewhere to make money. And I think there's very low-hanging fruits. Someone who knows how to run a good direct mail fundraising appeal could, in a month, raise more than it would cost us to send it out. And that would be money towards helping to pay for things like the audit. Same thing goes for building up a major donor campaign. So this is just asking for the details that we need to make an informed choice about whether that's a move that we think is smart. Who's it going to be? What are their qualifications? What are they going to do? What is the target to raise? How much is it going to cost us? And where are we going to get the money from? I don't think it's a big deal either way, but I think we should put a yes on it. I think that, you know, we should do more sound planning that way.
Angie.
Yep, I echo Brian's comments. Also, there's ways to pay for this out of the proceeds of what the development director can raise. And also, I wanted to make the point that this proposal came out of meetings with the CFO and the IED and the GMs, and they all agreed unanimously that they need a development director. And this is, Brian said, it's not money up front. You know, let's vote on it. Let's get this.
Yeah.
Let's get this started.
Yeah, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Fine.
Yeah, call for the orders of the day.
Okay, we're out of time. We're gonna have to go to a vote on this matter. Everybody understand what we're voting on? We're voting on the motion made by Serene, which was the original motion recommended by the Finance Committee in regards to, did everyone receive it in writing, so we know what we're voting on. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnaves.
No.
No. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Fuentes, yes, Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn, no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 6 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair, yeah, vote yes.
Yes. 7-5-1.
Okay. Motion passes. We'll now go to Adriana's motion. Everybody should have received that in writing. Adriana, you want to talk about it briefly again?
Well, I it's self-explanatory, and you already spoke about that before. And like we said, we need we are the responsible one. We have a fiduciary responsibility with this foundation, and overall, we need to save the foundation. You know, without that, we will not do it. I think that is very clear. The motion is very clear, and I hope that all the directors, I know that all of us want to save the foundation. Well, this is the first step. We need to stop the bleeding. This is the way to do it. That's it.
Any other discussion on this?
Yeah. Brian, point of information, Nancy.
Nancy, what's your question?
I have a so I just want clarification. So the shortfall of any unit revenue with the same amount of reduction in personnel costs. So the shortfall in a particular unit will reduce the revenue by reduction of the personnel cost in that unit. In that particular unit.
We'll even out.
We'll even out in that particular unit. So if one station falls short, the whole network is not going to help
that
make up
unit.
The difference?
No. The unit mm-hmm. that shortfall mm-hmm. revenue is the one that need to cap mm-hmm. in personnel or consultants.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
unit.
Okay.
Okay.
Janet.
Brian.
I had Brian.
And Serene, please.
Brian, Janet, then Serene.
Pinchback.
And then Pinchback.
Novick.
I've got a substitute that I hope meets the purposes of the motion. My substitute is all unit managers are responsible for managing their budgets such that any shortfall in budgeted revenue is immediately offset by equivalent cost cuts. If the unit manager does not take such action, the IED and CFO shall. Failure to act may be grounds for discipline and or termination. And if there's a second, I'll motivate.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to the motion?
Nancy seconds.
Nancy seconds it. Yes, Brian, you want to motivate?
Yeah, I think it's just a couple tweaks to Adriana's language. I don't think it should be limited to cuts to consultants and salaries. Our stations are in different situations. Like at my station, for instance, salaries are definitely our biggest area of spending. At you know, one of our other stations, rent is. You know, WBAI is rapidly approaching the point where they could get rid of everybody on payroll and still be running a deficit. So I don't think we should micromanage at that level. I do think any shortfall in income has to be met by immediate cost cutting. We don't have any reserves to spend down. So this introduces a little bit more flexibility, and it's also stricter. It doesn't say this is about evaluations. Not acting, like managing your budget and an organization in a financial crisis is central to any manager's job. Not acting on a shortfall in income should produce, you know, should start the disciplinary track immediately. It shouldn't wait for their annual review.
And you're going to submit that in writing?
He did.
I sent it to the list.
Okay. We're taking
Adriana.
On Brian's motion, I think the first person I have is Adriana. Anyone else for the stack?
Yes,
point of information.
Michael, yes, what's your question?
Shortfall revenue means compared to budget or what?
In my substitute, it says specifically budgeted revenue. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. What? I understand what just Ryan said, but the first thing is again, you know, a utopic thing, or we are talking about something that nobody will do anything. Because the reality is the same people, the same manager, the same general manager, who has, I don't say that it's their only their fault, but they didn't act now. And why we expect that they will do it now, from starting now? I mean, like I said, we wind up being an organization that will have, instead of cats, what we will have no jobs at all. The reality is the managers didn't do it till now, and it's part of their job description. Why are we going again to ask them to do something No, it's not up to them. We need to be very clear. And when you touch, what is important, that is, do not have, because people have, or personal, or consultants. It's the other way to add, you know, to pay. We are asking to hire more people because the station have, some of them, a lot of people, some of them not that much, but we don't have anybody in the development part. Now we are hiring some, we need to hire somebody else. It's very clear. We need to stop the bleeding, and the only stopping the bleeding is going exactly to personal cost or consultant cost. And then the GMs will feel really the heat and what that means.
Okay, Serene?
Janet, for the stack.
You got Serene and then Janet.
Pinchback.
And then Pinchback. Serene? Serene. I guess she must have fallen off. Janet, you want to?
Okay, so I don't know if this is appropriate at this point, but I wanted to make an amendment to the main motion, not the substitute motion. So I wanted to add in an amendment only because Adriana's motion refers to GMs, and there is a unit that does not have a GM CRA. So I wanted to change that to unit managers. Amend it to unit managers.
Is there any objection to changing that language to unit managers in the original motion?
I take it like a friendly amendment.
Yeah, so if there's no objection. We're discussing Brian's amendment now. Next person is Pinchback. Pinchback. So it's Serene. Are you back on the line? Pinchback.
She emailed saying she can hear us, but we can't hear her.
Oh.
Maybe Michael could disconnect her and reconnect her.
Michael, if you can try to reconnect her and get in contact with her. And in the meantime, we'll go to Pinchback.
Chair, point of order.
Who is that?
Janet. Yes. There's one minute left, if that much. Depends on.
Okay, Pinchback.
I have concerns about this. My concern is simple. Let's take PFW for example, and we wanted to make staff cuts of union personnel. You know, there's no free cuts. You know, you have to pay those people severance. So you know, we can go from the frying pan into the fire. I'm not sure if this is the right solution. Stopping the bleeding, absolutely, I agree with that. But forcing the GMs to make cuts based on shortfalls, when all of the stations are experiencing shortfalls, that's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Point of order.
Hi. This is Serene. This is Serene. I was dropped. I was not.
Time is up.
Heard.
Michael,
you can stop shouting that, Janet. I'm speaking to the chair.
I heard Michael. What was your point of order?
I'm calling for the orders of the day. It's 11 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to hear Serene because she was cut off when we'll wrap it up after we hear Serene, which is 90 seconds. Serene.
Okay, so thank you. I object to both of these motions. I object more to Adriana's than to Brian. We actually have a process where we have staff who are in unions. If you're going to lay people off, there's a whole process required. There's nothing like turn it around in the same month. I think that it's one thing if we were to apply this rule to the same quarter or the following quarter, right? But to say, I mean, what does immediate mean? That people walk into their jobs knowing that on any given date, you could be told, hey, you're the casualty of our failing to make an extra $3,000, you know, in a fund drive or something like that. You can't really function like that. It's not fair to staff. It's not fair to anyone. And
okay.
And to say that if you're below budget, you must terminate someone, or in Brian's case, it allows for other kinds of cuts immediately,
not everything is needed, and I agree we have to stay on top of the spending, but, you know, you just can't make snap decisions. These are, organizations can't function like that, and people can't function like that.
Okay. We're out of time. We first have Brian's motion. Everybody understands what Brian's motion is? We need to repeat that?
Yes, okay. Could you please repeat it?
Please repeat Brian's motion.
Repeat your motion.
So the substitute for Adriana's motion, it reads as follows. All unit managers are responsible for managing their budgets such that any shortfall in budgeted revenue is immediately offset by equivalent cost cuts. The unit manager does not take such action, the IED and the CFO shall. Failure to act may be grounds for discipline and or termination.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Casnave.
Oh, pass.
Pass. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes. Can't hear
pass.
You.
Pass.
Fuentes
Nancy
passes.
Jordan, I vote to
wait,
table this motion.
Wait. I'm calling the roll.
No.
Gammon.
Sorry, point of order. A motion to table is in order at any time, including during voting.
I second.
I'm not. I disagree with that, Brad. We're in the middle of voting.
You can. A motion to table is always.
We're in the middle.
We are out of time.
Finish with the motor. We're out of time, so I'm afraid we're in the middle of voting. I can't do that. We got to finish the vote.
I appeal the ruling of the.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
If he was here.
I think it needs more discussion.
Well, but we're in the middle of a vote, and we have to finish the vote. We're going to have to finish the vote in the middle of the vote.
I appeal the ruling of the chair. Can I be heard?
Is there a second?
In the middle.
Second.
In the middle of a vote?
A motion to table is always in order. The chair says,
no, I'm sorry.
Is the chair, please, and I'm is the chair on the call?
Yes. Yes, the chair is on the call.
So I understand there was a challenge to your ruling?
Yes.
That was Serene?
Robert? Nancy seconds.
Okay. We're going to vote on the challenge of the chair. Okay. All those in favor of sustaining the chair with
I'm sorry, you have to allow discussion.
I'm afraid, Serene, because of the time factor and the procedural, the way it was interrupted in the vote, I don't think there's a debate on this matter under Robert Rules of Order. I think
a challenge to the chair is debatable.
No, well, not doing it, not if it's a procedural issue. You challenge this during the middle of a vote. So we're going to go straight to the vote on the challenge of the chair. You can either vote yes to sustain the chair and no to overrule the chair.
Tony, I don't think that's conditional. I think
you're allowed to
challenge to discuss. Excuse me.
We're going to have to go to the vote on this. Madam Secretary, could you call
the roll? Point of order.
Ruling the chair.
Point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order?
I believe you are incorrect in holding that a challenge to the chair is debatable only sometimes. It is always debatable.
That's not true. Robert Rules, you need to check Robert Rules of Order, but we're going to now go to the vote. Your objection is noted, Serene. We're going to go to the challenge of the chair. You vote yes to sustain the chair, no to overrule the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Point of information.
Jim
Brown. Tony?
I'm sorry, Serene. We got to finish the vote.
What does a yes vote mean?
A yes means you sustain the chair. A no means you overrule the chair.
Okay, so why people screaming and oh-godding and
saying, you know
I need to ask the clarification.
Chair, I'm going to continue with the roll call.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekert. can't hear you. Fuentes. Can't hear you.
Yeah.
Fuentes, yes. Gammon.
Pass.
Coburn, yes. Novick.
No.
Wangaza.
Abstain.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
Sorden.
No.
One moment. Brown?
Warm?
Didn't hear you?
Brown.
Yes. Edward Seekert, didn't hear you. Brian? Gammon, you passed.
No.
Okay, let me count.
Norman votes yes.
Okay. I have 7 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Would you read back the yeses, please?
Please, I beg you. Come on.
Adriana, please.
Chair, may I read back the yeses?
Yes.
Okay. Bethune, Brown, Kasnave.
Do you think I already have it?
Fuentes, Coburn, Norman, and Pinchback.
Okay. We're now finished. We're going to go back to the vote on Brian's amendment, because I know we were interrupted, so we're going to go back to Brian's amendment.
Substitute motion.
Sorry, substitute. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. I'm going to start again. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kasnave.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekert. Can't hear you. Fuentes.
Pass.
Gammon.
Pass.
Can't pass. Coburn passes. Novick.
No.
Wangaza.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
The lesser of two evils. Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me go back. Edward Steekert, didn't hear you. Fuentes, you passed.
Abstain.
Gammon, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. One moment.
Janet.
Who's that?
The Pinchback. I'm gonna change my vote to abstain.
Okay. Pinchback abstain. One moment. I have 6 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 7 yes,
the chair.
3 no, 2 abstentions. This passes. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serene.
Yeah, point of order. Give that main motion, right?
Excuse me, I'm...
Serene, you had a point of what you...
Yes, thank you. I wish to give notice to rescind this motion if it passes in the next round, and also to reconsider the PND bylaws amendment timeline.
Okay, we got to vote on this and the
goodbye
motion. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
I'm sorry, this is...
We're voting Brian's amendment as the main motion.
Right, and I would request that Serene email whatever she just said, because I, you know, I need to see it in writing. Thank you. One second.
Is, well, I assume there are objections to the main motion, but
yes,
call a roll for the main motion.
Right.
Point of information. What is the motion?
It's the same. It's Brian's substitute. We just have to vote it.
Excuse me, will you?
Who is that?
Will you call the roll?
Who is that that made the question? Who is that?
Wesley Bethune.
Okay, yeah, that was we're taking Brian's motion as the main motion now.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Okay. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnave. I'm sorry, Chair Point of
Urgency. Yes.
Oh,
Brown is yes.
Tony. Brown, yes.
Doreen, what's your point?
Brian sent an email that he's been knocked off the call. I assume he might want to vote on his own motion.
Okay, Michael, could you call Brian?
I'm back on.
Okay. Did you finish the roll call?
Let me start again. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steakert.
Is this on upholding the chair?
No,
it's not your motion.
Your substitute motion as the main motion.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes?
Yeah.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn Pass. Novick.
No.
No. Mwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. One moment. Let's see. I passed. I vote no. I think I have everyone. Okay, let me count. I have 5 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that's 6 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
Still fails.
So it now goes to Adriana's motion. Well.
No, the Brian's became the main motion. It was substituted for Adriana's. We're out of we're at time and the meeting is over.
Night.
Okay, we're out of time. The meeting is over. Thank you all for your service.
Yeah, thank you for the fiduciary responsibility of these directors. Yes.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.